Congressman, you represent the 20th District of New York at the House of Representatives, and you're also...
Yeah, the Environment and Climate Change Subcommittee Chair.
This has got to be something that's landed on your desk.
Well, it's something that we've advanced. When you take issues like PFAS, PFOS, TSCA, the Toxic Substance Control Act, I've spent all of my tenure as chair, and a couple of years before that as ranking member on the committee, subcommittee, fighting the contamination of our waterways and our air. And it's important that we remove these particulates and toxic substances and concerns that we have for making certain that policy is made stronger and that implementation of that policy is utmost important.
Well, that's what I really wanted to focus on is the implementation, because for 2 years they've been, Norlite, which is just north of Albany, I think it's literally across the river from Troy, where our radio station is, Hudson Mohawk Magazine. And we've been watching the sky turn all sorts of funny colors for a very long time. But this has been going on for 2 years, apparently.
Well, you know, these are the concerns that we have, that, you know, that environmental standards be strong, that we clean up our air, clean up our water. It has proven over the last several decades how important that is. When we see the impact of COVID-19 on communities and neighborhoods, we see a disproportionate share on those communities that have been impacted by environmental injustice out there, where they have higher levels of contamination in the atmosphere and therefore had higher population, disproportionate populations enduring the COVID-19. So this becomes a very important policy area, and it's something that I've devoted a lot of time and a lot of attention to. And we have been very aggressive about making certain that, you know, that we have the strictest of standards and that the environment and public health will reign supreme, in our opinion, because it's important to do that. You know, as we move forward with different negotiations across committees, in fact, it was the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, the last iteration of that measure, which is reauthorized every so many years, contained a section on PFAS and making certain that, you know, that the military could just not roll over communities. Because that is now a new standard, we have written to the Department of Defense, to the leadership, asking just how are you implementing that new legislation? And certainly it affects a community like Cohoes, which I represent. So we want to defend our policy. We want to continue with our fight. And we want to be there as Mayor Keeler and his city council have been stalwart in their effort to turn things around. I applaud his leadership as a brand new mayor, but he's spoken forcefully on in defense of his community and its environment. And I think that's laudatory. And we want to honor his request to make certain that all of the I's are dotted and all of the T's are crossed.
Also, McDonald and Breslin, two of the assemblymen, have a bill in front of the New York State right now. My real personal concern on this is that I thought the DEC or the EPA or somebody would have been monitoring what was happening over there in Cohoes, and it seems like it just didn't get noticed. And to me, that's a bit of a shock. I would have thought that they had maybe let their side down somewhat.
Well, you know, it's important to know what laws are on the books. And however it happened, but we're looking at this going forward. And so I support the mayor's and the community's request to further test, look at the waters, look at the air. We will err on the side of science and evidence. Our approach is science-based, evidence-based. And so whatever happened in the past may be regrettable, but going forward, we want to make certain that the request to test the water, the soils, the air. Yeah, and the general public is made aware of the testing too, so that every element of safety is embraced here and that we go forward with a soundness of review and making certain again that legislation that's been approved in the past that speaks to safety on the side of environment and contaminants that could be harmful to public health, that those policy areas are taken.
I know that we have to see what's happened before and not allow it to happen again. how can you assure that these people who are responsible for monitoring and keeping the DEC, the EPA, how can we assure that they have our best interest in mind and not the corporation's best interest in mind?
Well, as a member of the Energy and Commerce Committee, to which my subcommittee on environment and climate change reports, has oversight authority. And so even a subcommittee assigned those responsibilities. And so if we believe that agencies aren't responding, we can always bring them before the committee and review the situation to make certain that compliance with the law is indeed brought to its completion, and that the testing requirements that have been asked for, that they be honored too. So, you know, what we have here is a need to use modern science on a modern day dilemma, and making certain that there is absolutely no risk to the people of Cohoes and neighboring communities, and that there are standards as they relate to PFAS and contamination that need to be developed and then met. And so the promulgation of those rules and regs is important. We will stay on top of the Department of Defense. We have written letters asking for, you know, their response as to the new statute that is part of the Defense Authorization Bill. We want to know exactly how they're responding to those new standards. And so all of this comes under the heading of fighting this battle in Cohoes, but there's a confluence of forces that we want to bring together so that through oversight, through implementation of the law, through watchdog status, and through making certain that the legislative intent has been applied, are all brought to bear on this issue.
I begin to believe that if it wasn't for Earth Justice bringing this lawsuit, that maybe this wouldn't have come to the notice of either the city or the county or even the federal government. Did it take the individual person to take an action to bring this problem to the forefront?
Well, you know, any of these watchdog efforts are very important. They're key to our democracy, the volunteerism that people offer. The watchdog exercises that they conduct are critically important. They know the laws. They know exactly what the standards are and what the measure of success looks like. And so if anyone can provide help with that sort of input, it's more than welcome. And we will continue to work with these groups because they have been very active with our office to make certain that certain standards be established and maintained and implemented. So, you know, my hat's off to these groups.
The president has just signed an executive order that eliminates all policies, all restrictions on anything or any corporate or any companies that would be impeded by restrictions to keep the economy going.
It's an attempt to roll back strict standards on the environment. Nothing could be more foolhardy. I think that he's wrong in what he's doing. I think he's blindsided by special interests. I think it's important for us to maintain our environmental stewardship. You know, for those who contend that you can either serve the environment, protect the environment, or you can grow jobs, is really inaccurate rhetoric. You can do both. You can be a strong defender of the environment and at the same time produce jobs. And that's what we've been doing through our committee assignment. But this president is rolling back, right? He's inflicting a lot of damage on society by doing this. People have developed these standards because of human life testimony, scenarios that have led to greater protection of people. You know, tell people in Flint, Michigan that standards for clean water are meaningless. You know, immediately, or Hoosick Falls.
Hoosick Falls, yeah. What's next?
Well, what's next? We're going to continue to push the Department of Defense to establish their standards on PFAS. Those standards are promulgated, they'll be established so that we can then apply the legislative intent. We'll continue to push on them and then push for the testing to be done at the site to make certain that we have all data that are available, then interpreted by scientists and experts, ranging from public health to the environment. So those will be our standards, those will be our guidelines, and we will fight for Cohoes. Again, I appreciate the leadership provided by Mayor Keeler and the City Council. The community has done a phenomenal job of making certain that every angle is reviewed here, and that the people are those who win in the process.